Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail. I am Ian Carl, K-A-R-L, Winterstein, W-I-N-T-E-R-S-T-E-I-N. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Winterstein as described in my report of 5-23-14, period. This pertains to the current subject event of 1-27-05. Period. He recounts on that occasion he fell down a roof hatch and injured his back. But he was seen at a community medical center emergency room afterwards, period. He had further evaluation, but remains unaware of his final diagnosis. Period. He did not undergo any surgery. Period. Since evaluated here, he received some epidural injections from Dr. Sharma, S-H-A-R-M-A, about a year ago. Period. These provided him with some temporary relief. Period. He has not undergone any additional diagnostic testing. Period. New paragraph. The records currently supplied encompass Dr. Rienzo's notes from 2015. Period. At that time, Mr. Winterstein was noted to have an epidural by Dr. Waska in 2005 and Dr. Sharma in 2009 and 2010. Period. He had improvement with these epidural injections. Period. On 3/16/15, Dr. Rienzo recommended physical therapy. Period. He cited an MRI. Showed L4-5 central and towards the right extruded disc, causing a mass effect on the right nerve root and narrowing of the neural foramen, which is felt to be causative of the symptomatology. Period. This MRI was since his most recent visit. Period. During that period, he had undergone 4 sessions of physical therapy with some improvement that he rated about 25%. Period. The last progress note from Dr. Rienzo was on 4/20/15, period. At that juncture, he did not wish to pursue additional epidural injections that were suggested. Period. He was satisfied with the relief that he obtained so far. Period. He had been working in a full-duty capacity. Period. He recently returned from a trip to the state of Washington and was doing quite well. Period. He takes no medications. Period. He did have a history of narcotic abuse in the past and has not been prescribed any. Period. Dr. Rienzo deemed he had reached maximum medical improvement. Period. Physical exam. General appearance. He had a strong tobacco odor about his person. Extremities upper. Inspection revealed dirt under his fingernails, a rough texture and callus formation on the palms bilaterally. Extremities lower. Right hip motion was full in all spheres, but internal rotation elicited low back tenderness. Period. Motion of the left hip, both knees and ankles, was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Vanu muscle testing was 5-5. He resisted right quadricep strength and plantar flexor strength, and 4/5 for extensor hallucis longus strength. Period. Right hamstring and left lower extremity strength was otherwise 5/5. Cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. He ambulated with a stiff gait, complaining of pain, but did not have a limp or a foot drop. He sat comfortably at 90 degrees in lumbar flexion, but actively flexed at 50 degrees with tenderness, period. Side bending was mildly limited to 20 degrees with tenderness, period. Left side bending, extension, and bilateral rotation were full without discomfort. Period. He was tender at the lumbosacral junction. Period. There was palpable spasm in the right lower paravertebral musculature. There was none on the left. Period. This area was non-tender to palpation. Supine straight leg raise and maneuver on the right at 75 degrees. He elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. The rest of that is normal. Impressions. Insert what is marked from my original report. In paragraphs since evaluated here, Mr. Winterstein has accepted additional epidural injections with some temporary relief. Period. The last of these was administered by Dr. Sharma about 1 year ago. Period. He denies any new injuries or interim diagnostic testing. Period. He has been able to remain in the workforce. Period. Unfortunately, he continues to smoke tobacco. Period. The current exam found him to have a strong tobacco odor about his person. Period. There were skin changes on the hands consistent with ongoing physically rigorous manual activity. Period. Supine straight leg raise maneuver elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Period. Neural tension signs were negative. Period. He did have mild weakness in the right lower extremity musculature. Period. In paragraph, my opinions about permanency and causation will be marked on my prior report and inserted here. That'll be the end.